Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. It's Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hey, you know what? It is going to get chilly around here tonight. I was just checking those temperatures. It's starting to sink in. You're going to see. I've been telling you about this for about 2.5 hours now.
Yeah.
But it's going to be pretty chilly tonight.
Absolutely it is. Tonight's low is 48. Tomorrow's high is 59. So, yeah, if you are a warm-natured person, you have a preference towards the heat, you are going to be miserable for about the next week.
Time to bust out the electric blanket.
Yes.
Probably something like that. Hey, AAA is pretty busy this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Through Monday, 6 a.m., the free Tow2Go program will offer impaired drivers and their vehicles a safe way to get to their ultimate destination. Make plans for a safe ride home first, and because if your plans fall through, you need to have something as a backup. Give them a call, 855-286-9246, 855-286-9246. 286-9246. That is the Tow2Go programs. And I know you mentioned to me that you probably wrapped up most of your Christmas shopping, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to get, I think, one more gift. But it's not all me kind of, what's the word, collaborating with my mother.
I'm impressed. That's all I can say. After families wrap up their Thanksgiving dinner this afternoon, some are having it tonight. Getting their big get-together, Minnie's going to focus and turn their attention on holiday shopping.
Yes.
Alexis McAdams has a few pieces of information to share.
People are going to hit those stores in full force over the weekend, trying to wrap up their holiday shopping. And this year, the National Retail Federation says people are going to spend even more on gifts. So the NRF says this holiday weekend is expected to break shopping records, okay? Big crowds and big money will be spent. For some, it's tradition, and others say they just want to get an early start, cashing in on those deals that some say sound almost too good to be true. You see them online, you know what I'm talking about. According to this group, more than 131 million people are planning to shop on Black Friday.
Ugh, yeah. Black Friday, I remember, and it's still this way in some places, I'm sure, but I remember that used to be a horrific day. You always had to worry about the stampeding and stuff and the fighting. And I think one reason you don't really hear about that as much now is because there's just so many more people shopping online.
I got to tell you, I used to love it.
Black Friday.
At Walmart. I go to Walmart. I would stay there all night long because they used to give you certain sections you go to, like Section 5, and it'd be for these number of items. Refrigerators, give me an example,
sure,
whatever. But I met so many people. It was overnight trips into Walmart during Black. I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, I just.
It really depends on the person that you are.
You know, I as you know by now, I am just totally into the holidays.
Yes,
I just love it. You know, it may not look a lot like Christmas as of right now, but it does sound like it, especially on local radio, Pensacola Radio, Christmas Radio 94.5, our sister station.
Right.
They're cranking over there, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And they're cranking the classics. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get into that holiday spirit. You know, you're out there running errands or heading to work or just hanging out with the family and friends. So crank it up. You know, you're going to hear the classics, and you maybe hear All I Want for Christmas Is You as much as you can humanly stomach.
Yeah, from what I hear, people in retail famously hate that song.
I'm just, have you?
Because they always hear it in the store.
Oh, you got it. So turn your radio station to Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5, and let me add this caveat there. This isn't satellite radio, folks. This is free radio.
Right.
So you don't have to have a subscription to some satellite service to be entertained with Christmas spirit music. There you go. Pensacola Christmas 94.5. Check it out today.
That's what we give the people. 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by PureTalk.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on right now. It's been a very easygoing evening, as it typically is on holidays. So thank you very much for continuing to stay safe out there. As for the weather, Chris, I already told you, and you hinted at it just a couple minutes ago. We're seeing that temperature creep down more and more. 62 degrees out there right now. I think that's beautiful. Tonight's low is going to be 48. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 39. And Saturday, Sunday, they beat around the beat of the same drum, if that makes any sense.
Sure it does.
It's going to get colder.
All right. Saddle Rosa Sheriff's guys, officers putting this thing to bed and getting a real handle. What am I talking about? It's that investigation about the racist graffiti messages that were sprayed all over Milton High School on Monday night. It happened after a basketball game. But the whole thing about this, you ready for this one? Sheriff Johnson was saying this. He says the suspects, who are adults, not even students,
I heard him say that.
Were caught on surveillance cameras. He called them knuckleheads or something like that.
And what was he said? You can't fix stupid, but you can give it a court date.
That's exactly what he did. Good for you, Sheriff Johnson.
Yeah, I've never met Bob, but I like him.
He's a straight shooter. That's what I can tell you about Sheriff Johnson.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can tell he really goes to send that message. I mean, remember, he went viral. He got national press because a little while back, it was like a home intruder, right? And
something
someone
like that,
shot him, and he said, heck, we encourage you to shoot him. And it's like, okay, Bob, dial it back, honey. Dial it back. All righty. President Biden says he hopes President-elect Trump rethinks some of his proposed tariff plans. Speaking from Nantucket, Massachusetts today, Biden said he thinks Trump's ideas would be counterproductive. And he said the last thing we need to do is mess up the relationships the U.S. has with Mexico and Canada. Sure, we've heard some pushback from both, but Mexico being especially vocal. We had their president speaking up the other day, and earlier this afternoon we had talks about hey, if you do this because of like automobile making and all that, you could be in a position where you actually harm the amount of U.S. jobs. So yeah, it's a very, very controversial plan right now, and now you got Big Joe B in on it.
Okay, right, kind of piggybacking on what we're talking about here, President-elect Trump saying he discussed illegal immigration with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, but the two really kind of far apart here in terms of their differences and perspectives on how the whole issues of tariffs are going to play out.
Right.
It's going to be interesting. But don't judge anybody right now. Trump's not even in the presidency as of this point. Mm-hmm. Nothing's being done.
It's just conversation.
No, what they're doing is they're throwing that fear angle out at you again. And you shouldn't be fearful because nothing is happening. So don't get overamped on this. Listen, learn, make your own decisions. Kevin Cork explains what I'm talking about.
While President-elect Trump signaled that things were, you know, all good with respect to slowing the flow of illegal migration from Mexico into the U.S. after that great call with Mexico's president, well, she seems to be singing a decidedly different tune. Now, in a post on Truth Social, the president-elect said that the conversation with Sheinbaum went great and she had agreed to stop migration through Mexico. But Sheinbaum, separately on social media, said that she told Trump that her country was already doing its part, writing that the leaders, quote, discussed Mexico's strategy on migration issues, and I told him the caravans aren't reaching the north border.
All righty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Pensacola residents having a new curbside recycling option in 2025. Mayor D.C. Reeves got some details from him on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
I will win right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thanksgiving night. So excited. We were just talking about this. I'm heading home for the turkey and the ham sandwiches with mayonnaise.
Yes.
Ready for that. just thinking about it. Hey, don't forget, and let me ask you, is the weather, you got the weather coming up in a second, don't you?
Yes, in about a minute.
Okay, so let me just kind of tag on and go into this with you, if you don't mind. Elf Parade tomorrow, downtown Pensacola. You know, it's that time of year to crank up that Christmas ugly sweater, you know, the Christmas sweater. Take it downtown.
Right.
What's the weather going to be around noon tomorrow in downtown?
Well, I'll let you know. Right after looking at the roads here, luckily, not very, very minor backups all throughout the afternoon. Not much going on. So thank you for being safe out there. As for the weather, Chris, though, I will let you know that right now it's 62 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 39. So if I had to guess, around noon, that is?
Something around 12:30. Parade okay. Rolls at 2. The parade's contest, the elf contest, you got to be lined up by 12:30. Judging starts at 1:25. Everybody gets on their little floats, and they ride off into the sunset at 2 o'clock.
If I had to guess, it'll be around 55, give or take.
Sweater weather.
Yes, I will take a look at another source here. Let me take a look. So at noon, 54. Man, am I good or what? But yes. So.
I don't know if you're good, but your phone's pretty good.
Yeah, that other source I had was pretty good. And so was me kind of just taking a shot in the dark.
Maneuvering that technology, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty. Hinted at this before the break. Pensacola residents having a new curbside recycling option in 2025. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city has received a grant from the Recycling Partnership, which will allow them to add AI-powered advances to their program, such as a camera, perhaps, that can ID contaminated recycling bins and automatically send a note to the customer about a problem. Reeves says many residents wondered if recycling would ever come back, and not only is he happy to say that it will, but he says it'll be more environmentally and customer-friendly than it was before.
I will tell you this. ECUA has had cameras on those trucks, those recycling trucks, for years. Absolutely for years. And what they, and what they're talking about, those cameras would focus in on the collection of the materials and try to identify. The driver would see the materials being dumped in there. But you can't catch everything like that.
That's
this
true.
New AI technology will be better streamed and more targeted, and it will be a definite contribution to the city's recycling program.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're going to give you another reminder. We've already given you some, but, you know, we love repetition around here. It's that time of year again where holiday shopping, of course, is at its peak. You just got to remember, look out for porch pirates, and PPD spokesman Mike Wood trying to help you do the same. He gave some recommendations saying that you can bring packages in as quickly as possible once they are delivered at your door. Most likely you're getting an email or something notifying you, if not just a knock at the door itself, to bring to your attention that the package has been delivered. But if you're not home, he says you should have them delivered to a neighbor that is home or to your workplace if at all possible.
Wasn't there a plea amongst the national political figures saying, let's ramp this down, let's quit the threats, let's get the heat cooled off just a little bit?
Yes.
It's not really resonating very well. Some Democratic lawmakers are facing threats of violence in their own party here. Mark Meredith has more on the details.
Multiple members of Connecticut's congressional delegation say they have been targeted by fake bomb threats. The good news, nobody was hurt, but we are also still waiting to find out who is behind all of this. Multiple law enforcement agencies investigating, including the U.S. Capitol Police. Among those being targeted would be Congressman Jim Hines. He is the highest-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He says he was the victim of this. The good news, his family is okay, and he says it was quite the nuisance. He put out a statement saying there is no place for political violence in this country, and I hope that we make it all continue through this holiday season with peace and civility.
Well, at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for. I mean, and you know, these stories are swirling around, of course, at the same time of yesterday. We got that word about a bomb threat being made at former Congressman Matt Gaetz' home in Niceville. The mailbox, home, and surrounding area were cleared, though. There's some good news for you. And the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says no devices were found.
All right. Here's the good news. You can smile. Go ahead. You can go ahead and smile after this. Talking to the National Hurricane Center forecasters earlier today, they tell me no tropical cyclone activity expected. As a matter of fact, they said, put it like this, the Atlantic hurricane season is considered over. Done.
Great.
Deal. But as the 24 season ends, let's take a look at what we saw. The Atlantic Basin churned 18 named storms this year. Of these, 11 strengthened into hurricanes, and 5 of those reach major hurricane strength and status.
Goodness.
The way it was.
Yeah. Well, and
goodbye.
You said officially the Atlantic hurricane season has 2 days left.
30th. Yeah, November 30th.
All righty. Excellent. Also, had Senator Scott writing on X yesterday that we should never forget what Iran-backed Hamas terrorists did over 400 days ago. He says we should never forget the Americans and Israelis who are still in captivity after they were kidnapped during an Israeli music festival last year. And he adds that we should bring them all home. You know, I got to tell Scott, it may not be by the method that he wishes, but these pro-Palestinian protesters at the Macy's Day Parade that have now stopped the parade for some level of time in back-to-back years, I don't think they're going to let us forget about it either.
I still want to know whose payroll they're on.
I don't know.
I mean, somebody's financing this movement. I have my thoughts, but I won't say. But I think we need to get down to shutting off the financial supply, the money stream.
I think they just have too much free time.
Well, probably so. You like to shop online, don't you?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay, Cyber Monday coming up. Monday, this coming Monday.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not, right after Thanksgiving here. Black Friday on the 29th and Small Business Saturday. It will roll around on November 30th. There's a few techie days for you to take in these holidays.
Stevens, Chinese officials releasing three wrongfully detained American prisoners as part of a swap with the Chinese government. President Biden speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts.
I spoke with all three of them. You know, one was there only 3 years, but he was for a life sentence. Other one was there for, I think it was a total of 20-some years. Anyway, they long, long stay.
The U.S. also returning four individuals to China. Some nominees for President-elect Trump's administration becoming the subject of death threats as well as false emergency and SWAT team calls.
This is going to keep good people from going into public service. We need good people serving our country. And this is going to deter them from wanting to go in. Who wants to put their family in this kind of situation?
Georgia GOP Congressman Buddy Carter on Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The National Retail Federation believes more than 34 million Americans may spend part of Thanksgiving shopping. Many retailers, however, will keep their doors closed on Thanksgiving Day. This includes Target, Walmart, Macy's, and more. ShopRite, Stop & Shop, and Amazon Fresh will be open for limited hours. Nordstrom beat Wall Street's revenue expectations and delivered a slightly rosier full-year sales outlook. Clothing and shoe purchases lifted the company's performance, with sales of women's apparel and activewear jumping by double digits year over year. Reddit is ramping up efforts to attract more users outside of the U.S., putting countries like India and Brazil in focus. That's according to CNBC. Expansion into new markets could help Reddit unlock new advertising revenue internationally. Reddit is also working on new search tools that will allow users to navigate the platform more easily. The stock market is closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Deep shot down the right side, one-on-one at the 35, knocked down by the Giant defender in Adoree Jackson, who had the inside pressure. And Jonathan Mingo, the intended target.
And that was a good job by Cooper Rush. He knew he had the defense offside, and he looked right outside for the wide receiver going down the field to make a big throw.
Micah McFadden went way early for the Giants. He thought he had him timed up.
And Adoree Jackson, good
job
and good
play.
Coverage.
Offside, defense number 41, that penalty's declined. Offside number 5, that penalty's accepted. 5-yard penalty, still second down.
And Kayvon Thibodeau. So 2:12 to go until halftime. Dallas leading New York 13-10. Bit of a disjointed first half. And as you pointed out, the pick six is the big play by Damarian Overshown of Dallas.
It started great, didn't you think? The game, we're like, oh, man, both teams, we got the game plans. It's working. Now it's just turned into who can make the most mistakes.
Second and 15, Dallas from its 36. Shotgun fade back, rush, pats the ball, fires outside right. Off target, Jonathan Mingo was in the area, but the ball was whistled well wide of him. Adoree Jackson in coverage.
I'm not sure Cooper Rush didn't just throw that football away. The pocket is collapsing, steps up in it. No, he had time to do it to make the throw. Just moving a little to his left, trying to throw the football outside to the right. That's one of the reasons why it was just high and out of bounds.
Now third down and 15, 2:08 until the break. Dallas 3 of 7 on third down.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I just love this time of year just simply because of all those lights and all that are in downtown Pensacola. I don't know if you've taken that trip or not, but great starting point is up there on Cervantes and Palafox Street. And just head south on Palafox Street and just check out the lights. Good idea. Maybe grab the whole family, load them up in the car, head on down there and take a look at that. It's pretty interesting. You know, on the show, I think it was the Wednesday show. Was it Wednesday that we had Kevin King, the operations director of ADX, in here? Talking
yes.
about Christmas radio and things like that. But we were talking about, at that time, of course, Cat Country 98.7 won the Station of the Year Award, the CMAs, and everybody's pretty stoked about that. But they ran into a lot of country stars, and they were just kind of passing on how thankful they were and for what they were thankful about. Remember, we kind of played a segment on that as well.
Yeah.
Well, Fox's Ashley Dvorkin speaking to stars of the stage and screen about what they're thankful for this holiday season.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with stars of stage and screen who we spoke to about what they're thankful for this Thanksgiving, including stars of Hulu's holiday movie Nutcrackers, Ben Stiller, and Arlo Jansen.
I am thankful for the experience of knowing these guys and their family and for my family and for just being healthy and here and alive.
I'm thankful for tons of things. I'm thankful for working with Ben Stiller.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Plus, rocker Sammy Hagar, who says he is grateful for a lot.
You're going to get me choked up here, you know? I mean, I'm really, really thankful for my life, the life I've been able to live. And, when I was a teenager, poor as you can get, you know, practically homeless, my mother raising four kids, single mother. So I'm really thankful for that gift and that from God or from the heavens to be who and what I am today.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And merchants across the state are bracing for brisk Black Friday sales. Florida Retail Federation predicting 75% of shoppers heading to stores or shopping online on the day after Thanksgiving. Overall, a 3% increase in holiday sales is expected this year, and the average consumer will spend $900 on gift and holiday items, including decorations and food. Gift cards remain a hot item, along with clothing, toys, and books.
Okay, ready for the hot SEC action for tomorrow on the Friday. There
yes,
are a
I
couple
am.
Of games here. They're pretty touchy and pretty darn good, actually.
They are.
Mississippi State and Ole Miss.
That is one of several upset alerts in the SEC. I think Ole Miss wins, but I want to say this morning they were favored by like 27. No way they win by four touchdowns. No chance.
Mm-hmm. And Georgia Tech, Georgia.
That's another one that could cause some chaos. That was a close game last year. Georgia's had some dips. Georgia Tech looking to win 8 games. They're already better than they were last season. So I'll take Georgia, but I think they were favored by like 3 possessions as well, and I just don't see that as happening either.
Okay, of course, game 2 of the NFL Thanksgiving coverage, New York-Dallas. You have an update on that score?
I do. Let's see. Just about 10 minutes to go in the game. Giants have tacked on a field goal, but the Cowboys are pulling away up 27-13. But the Giants do have the ball with a fresh set of downs at their own 20. So who knows, if they can tack on a touchdown pretty quick, we may have a comeback attempt here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that 7:20 kickoff with Miami and Green Bay. They're playing that up at Lambeau.
Yes, I think that'll be a slow starting game, especially if the weather is not ideal. It's expected to be 27 degrees there, according to ESPN's GameCast here. I think the Packers will pull away, though, eventually and win, and I think the weather could be a very big factor in that.
And tomorrow, that'll be the Raiders-Chiefs on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM and 1330 AM, so be sure and check that one out.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say it was, I think it was Christmas last year that the Raiders and Chiefs played and the Raiders beat them. I could be misremembering, but I want to say those were the circumstances. But the Chiefs 10-1 on the year. The Raiders only have two wins to their name, and it's in Kansas City. So Chiefs might open up a can of whooping. I don't know. We'll see. Estimated insured losses from Hurricanes Helene and Milton are now exceeding $5.2 billion in the Tampa Bay area and throughout the state of Florida. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation reports over 438,000 claims have been filed so far from the back-to-back storms. Helene has totaled nearly $2 million in claims, while Milton's claims are now over $3.2 million. And Helene struck the Big Bend region on September 26th, of course, while Milton made landfall on Siesta Key before moving across the state on October 9th.
Okay, Austin, on Monday evening, something very special happening. You can celebrate the 2024 Civic Con Awards. The free celebration scheduled 6 o'clock at the SCI building right there on Garden Street. The awards recognize local citizens, organizations, and government officials who help our community to be safer and healthier. So all right. It's a free event, 6 o'clock on Monday at the SCI building.
All right. Well, you know, I'm glad you've got some wholesome headlines over there, because, my goodness, the Virginia Department of Corrections denying recent reports that inmates have set themselves on fire at Red Onion State Prison in Wise County. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus announced earlier this week that at least 12 inmates had set themselves on fire in response to degrading and inhumane conditions at the prison. The agency's Western Regional Operations Chief tried to clarify the report yesterday, saying 6 inmates had burned themselves by using some sort of homemade device. The director of the DOC called the claims bad faith efforts to try to score cheap political points, and he says lawmakers have been invited to visit the prison multiple times and that he reissued those invitations to members of the Legislative Black Caucus on Tuesday.
6:43 News Radio 92.3, and this another event happening on Monday, but not quite as celebratory. The clock is ticking as local homeless camps will be cleared of campers. The deadline is Monday. Occupants must be moved from the area known as the Beggs Lane Camp in Brent. County officials say ongoing efforts to relocate those people have been encouraging, although some people remain as homeless.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. A couple of events on Monday you need to consider, maybe taking in and thinking about.
Right. And Los Angeles transit officials asking President-elect Donald Trump for billions of dollars to fund transportation projects for the 2028 Summer Olympics. Mayor Karen Bass and members of the MTA board have sent a letter to Trump, and they've asked him to earmark $3.2 billion in his 2026 federal budget. Previous requests for funding from the Biden administration were denied, and local officials are worrying that time and money are running out to complete these projects that are already in progress. A projected 10 to 15 million ticket holders are expected to attend the L.A. Summer Games.
Okay, after the current Senate minority leader steps down, it'll be interesting to see what part he might play after the new Congress is installed. Chad Pergram has more from the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will no longer lead Senate Republicans next year, but he will face scrutiny when it comes to President-elect Trump's most contentious cabinet nominees. McConnell clashed with Mr. Trump and is leaving his leadership position in the new Congress. He turns 83 in February and is up for re-election in 2026. Crossing the incoming president could make his road to another term in office more difficult, but it's also far from clear that he would seek another 6 years in the Senate. The longest-serving Senate GOP leader in history industry, McConnell has always been seen as a team player, but it's believed that he could forge his own path on certain nominees. And if he isn't running for re-election, he has little to lose in voting his conscience. Quote, he'll feel liberated, I think, said GOP South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. McConnell is not the only GOP senator whose support or opposition could be key. People will also closely watch to see how Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine vote on various nominees. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Thank you so much for staying safe out there this Thanksgiving evening. Doesn't appear that we have too much going on. So if you are dealing with some backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 39. And this is a cold spell that, while it will kind of moderate itself throughout the next several days, it's going to be cooler weather with highs in the 60s throughout basically the next week.
Perfect conditions for the Elf Parade tomorrow.
Yes, perfect conditions. I love it.
Okay, four returning Pensacola City Council members actually took new oaths of office Tuesday, marking the first time an entire council has retained their seats in an election cycle. The seven-member council elected Jared Moore as the council president, Allison Patton as council vice president. Both will serve in that position for a one-year period. This Thanksgiving, we're going to let you hear directly from those who are securing our country and national safety in this special feature, Securing America.
Securing America.
Hi, I'm Private First Class Marvin Krishanushka. I am a 6'8 Whiskey, which also known as Combat Medic. I'm from the 310, 710 BSB Medico. I would like to say Happy Thanksgiving to my mom, my brothers, my sister, my dad.
Hello, I am Captain Amanda Eldridge. I am a 15 Bravo UH-60 Mike pilot stationed here with 3227 Assault Helicopter Battalion. And I want to give a Thanksgiving shout out to my family back home from Morristown, Tennessee, and my spouse back home at Fort Cavazos, Texas.
Hey, I am Sergeant Para Fabian. I am with 22 Infantry. I am from Iowa, and man, shout out to my wife, always supporting me, and my two daughters. I love them with all my heart.
Hello, I'm Sergeant First Class Owens Melissa. I am from the 223rd Military Police Company. I'm a 31 Bravo military police officer. I am from Louisville, Kentucky, and I would like to wish all of my family and friends back home a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's very uplifting there, and of course we thank everyone for their service, and we extend our feelings and consideration towards those who do have a loved one that is overseas right now. I didn't know what I was supposed to say, Chris. I was trying to think of a feel-good word.
Always had a good.
Yeah. He's quietly chuckling over there. All right. Mexico's top economist claiming the tariffs proposed by President-elect Trump would kill 400,000 American jobs. You may remember when I mentioned this in passing earlier this hour. Mexico's economy minister Marcelo Ebrard made the comment Wednesday in a news conference with President Claudia Sheinbaum and said the tariffs would also hit U.S. companies that are producing in Mexico by effectively doubling the taxes they paid. Ebrard noted that 88% of the pickup trucks sold in the U.S., for example, are made in Mexico and estimated that the average price of those pickups would rise by around $3,000.
Don't know yet. Nobody has that crystal ball.
Right.
Still waiting.
Well, and I understand that this guy probably knows his stuff. I get that.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that he's spreading lies here, but when I first read that, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, okay, how does he know the specifics of the impact, direct and indirect, in America when he's the Mexican economy minister? That did cross my mind.
Is he selling a book, by the way?
Yeah. He's a snake oil salesman.
Okay, the city of Pensacola Parks and Rec, they're hosting Jingle Bells on the Bay Indoor Holiday Market this weekend. The holiday market opens Saturday, 10 to 3. They'll be doing this over at Sanders Beach, Kareen Jones Resource Center. The event and parking are free to attend. And one thing great about that facility is the parking. Plenty of parking for you.
Yeah.
So, take that in Saturday, 10 to 3.
And you talked about, of course, we've talked about Black Friday, but you mentioned Cyber Monday earlier. Well, touched on this last hour, Amazon employees in more than 20 countries, including the United States, are holding protests or going on strike from Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Organizers calling it Make Amazon Pay. It's an effort that aims to hold the retail giant accountable for labor abuses, environmental degradation, and threats to democracy. Amazon says the company is always listening and looking for ways to improve, and it's not clear how many American workers will be taking part. But, you know, we've heard this. First of all, striking has been a very common theme in news headlines recently. But we hear these types of strikes in these moments where you can tell, okay, this was pre-planned, this was orchestrated to send a message, and that's the thing. We're hearing Black Friday, Cyber Monday, times where things are going to be ordered and need to be delivered, and they're saying, "Yep, well, we're gonna strike now. We're gonna make sure that you hear us now because this is a time when you need us the most."
Absolutely, leverage.
Yeah,
using that leverage. I'm surprised at this next story because we're talking about Lindsay Lohan. I thought she was deathly ill at one time. Well, obviously, she's got her health back. She has returned to the screen. I don't know why I thought, but I remember a couple of years ago she had a death scare or something like this. Medical issues.
I know she had like a matter of, you know, drug abuse, substance abuse for years.
No, I think this was something like cancer or something. She was very sick.
That vaguely rings a bell. But I have seen her recently, and it does look like she's doing better from whatever that was.
Yeah, absolutely. Michelle Polino is in and has more on this subject in Fox Tube.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. On Netflix, Lindsay Lohan is back in a rom-com for the holidays in Our Little Secret.
I want you to meet Logan.
Lohan stars as Avery, who discovers that her hated ex is attending the same family Christmas as she is and attempts to keep their shared history a secret. Ian Harding and Kristen Chenoweth co-star. Also on the streamer, Chef's Table, the culinary docuseries featuring profiles of culinary masters from around the world, returns for season 7. On Peacock, Christmas Under the Lights, this Hallmark film stars Heather Hemmings as a woman who reluctantly returns home for her family's Christmas carnival, then bonds with a local artist who's helping to organize the event. Also on the streamer, the third season of The Real Murders of Atlanta, a true crime docuseries, which explores shocking or unconventional Atlanta homicide cases from the perspectives of investigators, witnesses, reporters, and the victim's friends and family. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a study showing the improved effectiveness, allegedly, of a new HIV drug. If that's something that interests you, I don't really care to know why. But nonetheless, that just means you should stick around for after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. It's Thanksgiving, and so we talked quite a bit about that, including sharing the annual mandatory playing of the WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop promotion audio, which is hilarious. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Also shared with you kind of a cool story, a little one, showing the functionality of the current Pensacola City Council. Yes, local government can actually work well. And we are live again tomorrow, every day of the year except Christmas, full hours, 5 to 9, Friday for Black Friday on the Pensacola Morning News.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right now. You can get anything you want at Allison's Restaurant.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, and Arlo Guthrie's Allison's Restaurant. It is 6:55, 5 away from 7 o'clock. High honor for a humble street snack. It's very unique here. Jonathan Savage will let us in on the story.
it could well be the best of the worst. In Vienna, Austria, the sausage stand provides sustenance for all. Würstelstand owner Josef Bitzinger proclaims it's where opera stars rub shoulders with street cleaners, and now the Würstelstand has been added to a UNESCO list of intangible cultural heritage. Wisconsin tourist Sydney Anderson.
It's kind of a brilliant idea, and I'm from a state in the U.S. that is also known for their brats, so it feels like a taste of home, too.
The Würstelstand tradition dates back to the Austria-Hungary Empire. Hungry Austrians will enjoy it for generations to come. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Alrighty, and hinted at this before the break. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that a new HIV drug is more effective at preventing infection than PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis. Thousands of Americans at high risk of contracting HIV take these oral medications every day to protect themselves, but researchers at Emory University and Grady Health System in Atlanta have found that a drug called lenacapavir, which is awaiting FDA approval, works better. And apparently, when taken every 6 months, it provides a 96% reduced risk of contracting HIV, according to studies. Now, with it being 6:55, I'll go ahead and knock out traffic and weather very quickly here. Thank you for staying safe this Thanksgiving holiday evening. It looks like there's not much going on the roads, and that's been the story this entire afternoon. As for the weather, temperatures creeping down lower and lower. 62 degrees right now, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow kicks off a pretty cold week. High of 59, low of 39.
Okay, that Miami-Green Bay game tonight, kicking off at 7:20, will be welcoming 27-degree temperatures up there. But yes, there's not going to be any snow. I checked the NFL out here. The only game that is scheduled for a Sunday NFL matchup for snow will be the 49ers and Buffalo game. And that is your Sunday night game. That might be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
7:20 kickoff, and they are predicting a lot of snow in Buffalo for that game.
Something that unfortunately isn't horribly interesting right now is with under 3 minutes to go, the Giants still losing to the Cowboys 27-13. So it looks like their bounce back attempt is just going to be too little too late.
I can't believe that. When I just are the Giants that bad?
Well, they're that bad. First of all, they're just bad. They're on the road, and they are, I think, on their third string QB today.
Okay. Here's something for you anglers. Let's not forget about this. Fall red snapper holiday season continues today through Saturday. The December dates, here they are, 6th through 8th, 13th through 15th, 20th through 22nd, and December 24th through 31st. That's your Christmas Eve through New Year's Eve dates. Boat captains still reporting. Great fishing season still underway. The extension follows Governor DeSantis' second consecutive year of discounts on fishing and hunting licenses for Florida families. So still plenty of time to get out there and drop those lines.
Absolutely. And mentioned this to you as a warning earlier this afternoon, and we'll just do it as a finishing touch here. Just a quick reminder, this is the busiest week of the year for plumbers. They're gearing up for a few days of clogged kitchen drain pipes and also having some issues with bathrooms as well. Huge meals meaning extra guests. And we've got one plumber in San Antonio named John Aramendia. He says, the extra guest puts pressure on the pipes, especially in older homes. So when you've got all that stuff going down the drain, you got all that stuff going down the toilet, when you've got those problems, plumbers may make a payday, but it's at your expense, literally. So just keep that stuff in mind and don't be negligent when it comes to what's going down the pipes.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Maybe if you're thinking about buying or selling that home, home buyers, here's your Mortgage News Daily reports. Just got the numbers for you. 30-year fixed up a little today, 6.92%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.12%. And we were checking the gas prices around here. They seem to be declining around the Pensacola area. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.64 at Walmart. It's about a penny less than it was a couple of days ago. The Pace Raceway Station's 264. In Cantonment, Raceway's 257. And at the Exxon on Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola, get this one, $2.39.
All righty. Well, we've been given score updates, and I haven't touched on this one at all this evening. I apologize for that. Number 17, Tulane, losing to Memphis 7-3 halfway through the first quarter right now. That's the only college football game on this evening. These guys are hoping that maybe some chaos can ensue, and the winner of this game, especially the Green Wave, could maybe get that Group of Five conference champ bid in the playoffs. So, I don't know. Tulane got a heck of a team this year.
Yes,
they're trying to get it
sure
done.
Have. They really have had a good team. I sure would. I wish them the best of luck, and maybe things can work out for them. See you tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.